Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondayates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. Hi, and welcome back to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and release weight while enjoying the foods they love. And today I wanted to come and bring you something I talked about on an Instagram live yesterday, and I thought it would be great for the podcast. I couldn't upload it here, but it was a pretty brief episode, so I figured I'd just redo it here for the podcast. So it's on 5 reasons to start reprogramming your eating identity right now. And this is something that I've talked about a lot on the podcast. Everything comes from our identity. You know, so often in life, we think, okay, if I just can change my habits, like, for example, my eating habits, and I just have healthier eating habits, or I, you know, have a workout routine, or whatever those habits are that you want in your life. But what we don't recognize is that our habits are driven by our subconscious programming. And so whatever habits you have right now are being driven by the old programming that is in your subconscious identity right now. So if you want to, you know, be able to have healthy habits that are consistent, then that means that you need new programming, especially if you found that, you know, you can do your habits for a while, a period of time, but then you slip back into the old pattern again. And, you know, you might even be thinking, you know, you might go along for a while and then you're like, okay, how did I end up back here? It's because it's subconscious. It's effortless for you to do whatever's in your subconscious programming. So we're going to go ahead and dive into these 5 reasons to start reprogramming your eating identity right now. Okay. So the first reason we've already alluded to: finally stop falling back into old habits. When you have in your identity, whatever you have in your identity is what you naturally, easily, and effortlessly do. Perfect example of this is someone who smokes. A smoker smokes, right? Non-smokers do not smoke. Non-smokers don't get up and think, you know what, I think today I'm going to start smoking, you know, and vice versa. So we can only do what we are on a subconscious level effortlessly and consistently and permanently. So if you want to stop slipping back into the old habits, that means that you need an upgraded and new identity that allows you to effortlessly and easily do the things that you want to be doing, which include eating healthy, eating more vegetables on a regular basis, maybe eating less desserts, maybe going for walks regularly, maybe going to the gym regularly, whatever it is. And we've all had that experience of slipping back into old patterns. And I think the biggest one that most people are aware of is just, you know, New Year's resolutions. And how many times have you said, you know, whether it's New Year's or some other time, okay, I'm going to change. Like, I'm so sick and tired of the old way and I'm going to change. And, you know, you're in your heart, you are sincere. So it's not that you don't want to change. It's that you do want to change, but right until now, you know, because now you're going to start working differently as a result of listening to this episode, hopefully. Now you realize that you have to start from the inside out. You have to start from the identity. And when you have the identity of someone who does whatever it is that you want to be doing, you will automatically do those things. All right, so let's go ahead to the second reason to start right now. And the second reason is that the sooner the better, because it takes, here's the equation, if you will, for any outcome in your life. You ready? I mean, it's so simple. Repetition plus consistency over time equals success. Repetition plus consistency over time equals success. And if you look at your life, you'll realize that this is true. Anything that you have learned in your life, it has been learned as a result of these three things: repetition, consistency over time. Learning to tie your shoes, repetition, consistency over time. Learning whatever your mother tongue language is, repetition, consistency over time. It's that simple. But, you know, we tend to overcomplicate things when it comes to these changes that in our mind, we perceive them as these big changes that we want to make. But actually, you know, change is change. Our brain doesn't know the difference between a quote unquote big change or a small change. Our brain will literally do whatever we tell it to do. It's like a computer program. Whatever we put into it is what is going to come out. Our brain does not differentiate between moral, immoral, good or bad, right? Or like all of that stuff is irrelevant. It's all about, are you getting the outcomes you want or are you not? And if you're not, that means that you don't yet have the programming to support whatever the outcome is that you want. All right, let's go into number three. The third reason to start reprogramming your eating identity right now is make eating healthy and losing weight fun. Make it feel good. You know, in our society, we are so conditioned that eating healthy and weight loss is a struggle and it's suffering and it has to feel bad. And, you know, it has to feel like we're putting all this effort in. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday on the live was, you know, we almost wear it like a badge of honor, like, you know, something to be celebrated. Like, oh, look how hard she's working to keep, you know, fit and trim and all this stuff, when in actuality, it does not have to feel that way. You know, it can actually feel fun. It can feel effortless. It can feel light. It can feel easy. It can feel good. And how is it that it can feel that way? Very simple. All you do is you program that you're the kind of person who eats healthy and loses weight easily and effortlessly. You're the kind of person who has fun while you're losing weight and feeling good. You're the kind of person who enjoys eating vegetables. I know it sounds too easy, but it is that easy. Okay, so number four is very, very similar to number three, which is, you know, another reason to start reprogramming your identity is so that you can make it effortless. You know, I'm not going to say raise your hand because I can't see you, but I'm raising my hand. Let's put it that way. How many of you have literally struggled for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years with your eating? I'm raising my hand right now because this was me. I struggled and I suffered and I fought myself. I fought my urges. I fought my cravings. I fought to, you know, control my eating. I fought my body to change. I fought for weight loss. I did that for so many years. And, you know, again, we're conditioned that this is how it's supposed to feel, that if it's not feeling bad, then we're probably not doing quote unquote enough to lose weight. But when you program your identity that, you know what, I'm the kind of person who effortlessly loses weight. I'm the kind of person who effortlessly cooks at home. I'm the kind of person who effortlessly eats vegetables. You know, when we're saying to ourselves, I'm struggling and it's so hard, and this whole conversation that we're having right now is all about programming. And you're probably starting to realize how much your self-talk is a part of your programming. So I'm going to give you in a moment how you can start right away, how you can start right now tonight, to start putting your new identity in place. So the last thing I want to talk about is The last reason why you should start reprogramming your eating identity right now is to simplify everything. When you reprogram your identity, when you do that, you can get rid of all this other stuff that people tell us that we should do, that we think we need to do, that we think we need to be focusing on and trying to figure out, you know, a million different things like, you know, okay, now I know I want to lose weight and I know I want to be healthy. So now I got to learn how to cook and I got to learn how to, you know, track my food and I got to learn how to moderate my portions. I got to learn mindful eating and I got to learn this and I got to learn that and I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got to deal with my emotions. And, you know, I just get tired just thinking it's so overwhelming. And so many of the women that I work with have, you know, are suffering from overwhelm and just feeling mentally exhausted. So imagine if you could just get rid of all of that. And all you need to do is focus on this one thing, which is reprogramming your identity as an eater. And when you have the identity of the person who has what you want, then all the things that you need to do will naturally and effortlessly happen as a result of the programming that you put in. So how can you start to reprogram your eating identity right now? Like literally after this episode ends. I want you to start with your self-talk, and I'm going to give you an exercise that's so easy. You can do it, you know, just pull out a pen and paper and you can literally just start this right now. So the sentence stem is, I'm the kind of person who blank, and you're going to fill in the blank with that answer. Now, before you begin, what I want you to do is just close your eyes for a moment and imagine the outcome that you want in your health, you know, what you want in your body, what you want in your eating habits. And I want you to just get that image of that outcome, that endpoint, have it in your mind and really feel into it. Feel what it's like to be that person. You know, what is the ideal weight of that person? How is that person showing up to eating? You know, what is the energy level of that person? How are they moving their body? And I want you to have that image in your mind and just feel it. And what are they saying to themselves? What are they thinking to themselves? And if you can't figure this out for yourself, because it's like, oh, I've never had that before, there's somebody in your life who has. And imagine what is that? What are the stories that they're telling themselves? What are the words that they're saying to themselves? What do you see them doing? How active do you see them being? And what are the activities that that person is doing who has what you want? Okay, now that you have that, I want you to write, I'm the kind of person who blank, and fill in the blank. And then I want you to write it again and fill in the blank again. And I want you to continue writing this sentence stem until you feel like you've surfaced the identity of the person who has what you want. And this is where you start, because now that you have this, now that you know, okay, I'm the kind of person who does X, Y, or Z, guess what? You can start being that person right now, today. And remember the formula: repetition, consistency, and time. And that is the entire formula. It's so simple and easy. Now, you know, can we go deeper into what exactly, you know, what does it take to exactly reprogram your identity? What are the ways that you can do it? We're not going to go all into that in this episode, but, you know, with this simple step, you can already begin to see what it can be like when you live from that identity of your future self right now, and you actually bring that future self. Hi, and welcome back to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and release weight while enjoying the foods they love to this moment right now. How are you going to show up when you are already working from that point B? All right. Thanks so much for listening to the episode, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye. Hi, and welcome back to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and release weight while enjoying the foods they love. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.